Chapter 3, Ye Are Gods. In Psalm 82, the psalmist gives a very touching narrative of the course of men's lives when they lack the knowledge and understanding of God's will concerning them. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Understand what's going on here. Everything is unstable and out of course for these people. Things aren't working out right for them. They walk in darkness, and the foundations of their lives are out of course. Worse still, they die like mere men and fall like earthly princes. Yet, we're told they are gods, and all of them are children of the Most High. Why then do these things happen to them? The answer is right there in verse 5. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. Men walk on in darkness, sickness, poverty, depression, unhappiness, because they know not the way of the Spirit. They walk according to their sensory perception. The psalmist said, they know not, neither will they understand. That's why they walk on in darkness, and all the foundations of their world are out of course. God has laid the foundation and set the right course, but men have changed them. Now their health foundation, business foundation, prosperity foundation, and all other foundations of their lives are unstable. But when God made all things, He founded them rightly and said, it is very good. So how come things aren't very good for some folks? Somebody looks at his future and says, it's very bleak. It doesn't look good at all. He goes for a medical checkup, and the doctor's prognosis is not good. He looks at his finances, and they're not good. What's happening to him? It's because he knows not, neither would he understand. That's why all the foundation of his world are out of course. God is not responsible for his problems. God said, I have said, ye are gods. I want you to observe God's language here very closely. He didn't say, I say, ye are gods, but I have said, ye are gods, meaning that he had told them who they were before, but they weren't listening. However, when you're born again, he fills you with his Spirit and says to you, go and prophesy. Then you can go ahead and confess who he's made you to be and what he's made available for you. You can say, Lord Jesus, thank you. I know who I am. I am the King's kid. Therefore, I'll never be poor. I will never be a failure. I'm a success. I'm a victor. I live in health in the name of Jesus. There are those who don't believe. I don't have to look far to know who believes and who doesn't. Their lives show it. They live as victims of the system and the circumstances they find themselves. But for those of us who believe and have put it to work, we've discovered that our words come to pass. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 8, verse 4, where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what doest thou? Also remember John's word in Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. And Jesus has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Our words have power, but we are kings and shall reign on the earth. Prophecy is a word of power spoken by ones who's anointed of the Holy Spirit. Recognize this when you speak, and your words will come to pass.